Joe Smith time here at 7:46 on a Friday morning. Smitty, say hello to your good friend Chuck Crabb.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Double C, how we doing?
Well, it's Friday, Joe, and we're looking forward to an active weekend and starting with you tonight on the north side.
Yeah, we'll see how things go.
Yep.
And you two will see plenty of each other as Joel traverse.
I took care of his coffee order yesterday.
Very nice.
You know, it says on the order Chuck's Coffee, and I'm like, you could put Chuck/Joe. I think that'd be a better call.
Well, that's what friends are for.
Yep.
Got a cover.
And we always takes care of me, Glass.
Busy, busy night, Joe. Busy, busy weekend. We'll kick it off tonight on the north side.
Yep.
The 52nd meeting of Panthers and Cougars. The Cougars will host tonight. And it's usually been a pretty solid matchup here over the last couple of years. What do we expect to see this evening?
Well, we aim towards tonight, hopeful the weatherman cooperates and at least keep the electricity out of the sky, huh? As number 7 South travels north into Martin Memorial tonight to take on the North Cougs, and then Owen Valley comes over to Ellettsville to meet Edgewood. Two games, two rivalries, lining us up week number 4, so South is rolling, and they'll try to notch its third in a row and its fourth straight over the Cougars in the series, while the Mustangs look for win number 1 against winless Owen Valley out at the Corral and take back the black and blue trophy in a series that Edgewood trails 11-10 since the two teams engaged in that traveling trophy series back in 1995. Well, dating back to last year and over the course now of the four straight second half quarters, North hasn't scored against the Panthers, and the purple and white defense has allowed only 33 points in the last 10 quarters after Brownsburg put up that 21 spot in the opening quarter in the season opener, which South lost, and they haven't lost since. Linebacker Sam Helm is averaging 13 tackles a game, just doing what he normally has been doing throughout his career at that linebacker spot. Gavin Yeske, over 72% through the air on his completion rate with 6 touchdowns, engineering a balanced Panther attack. And like Norhedi Shirani of Bloomington North, who's been the workhorse in Scott Bless's backfield for the Cougars, South has been turning to Christian Paycheck. He's averaging 6 yards a carry and 5 touchdowns to date. The Panthers average over 36 a game. North is allowing 55 defensively in his 0-3 start. Numbers-wise, no game, you say. Well, we know better. The Cougars haven't recorded a sack or picked off a ball this year. Last year, in that regular season defeat, 14-7, they forced 3 mistakes and nearly pulled the upset of the purple and white. Coach Mo wants a fast start tonight. North looks to, well, make something happen defensively, which leads us to tonight. Coverage at 6:30 with both coaches. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7 o'clock from Martin Memorial. First time in a long while that neither team has a win yet in this black and blue game over in Ellettsville. That will change tonight. Jerry Bland's Mustangs lost a tough one to Cloverdale last week, but quarterback Andrew Grafe got into the end zone and actually got Edgewood its first points of the year in that 2-point loss. Home field should help them tonight. Again, elimination of big plays and sustaining offense will be key for the Mustangs to wrestle back the trophy. They'll tee it up at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Brown County and Indian Creek, a battle of 1-2 clubs over in Trafalgar, and Eastern will be looking for its fourth in a row. They will host Mitchell. Rivalry week unfolding elsewhere on the fall sports beat Thursday, but the North-South boys tennis match last night was postponed until next Wednesday at 5 o'clock on the Cougar courts. Both city schools will be competing this weekend down in the Jasper 8-team Invitational, which actually gets underway later tonight and extends through Saturday. Round County beat Edgewood 3-2. Evan Whitlow had a nice straight set wins at 2 singles. Tough way to lose your first game. The 9th-ranked South Soccer Panthers lost 1-0 to Terre Haute South on an own goal that ricocheted off a corner kick, unfortunately. Kevin Sparks' fellows dropping to 7-1 on the year. Sean Marler's Cougars, though, stayed on top of Conference Indiana's Western division with a nice 2-1 come-from-behind road win at Terre Haute North. Dan Stezer has the game winner. He also assisted on Matias Ortiz's first half goal for the Maroon and Gold in that nice win. Austin Tucker's Edgewood girls put up 7, winning its rivalry with Owen Valley on the soccer field 7-0 on Thursday night. Edgewood put 5 into the net in the second half. Elizabeth Babbert and Caitlin Orman each with 2 goals. In cross country, Edgewood's girls were 4th, the boys 5th of the Clay City Invite. Micah Mobley's girls, led by Kaylee Meyer, who finished 13th overall. Austin Haskett was 2nd in the time of 17:34 for the fellas. On the volleyball court, Owen Valley did win and beat Edgewood in 5 as Kendall Souter had a nice game with 44 assists, 6 points, and 4 kills, Edgewood dropping to 4-5. Elsewhere, South won its 10th as they won in 3 at Bloomfield last evening. Ashley Elliott with 39 assists, and Liz Skokland had 14 kills along with 8 digs. The Horizon Christian girls beat Lighthouse Christian. LCA fell in 4, dropping them to 5-4 on the year. Grace Holdeman had another strong game for the Lady Lions with 20 points, 17 digs. Lighthouse Christian will play at Duggar a little bit later tonight. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, all of the scores and details. Week number 4, Friday Night Lights, following our North-South game. And again, our coverage tonight begins with Chalk Talk from Martin Memorial at 6:30.
Yep, and we, as you mentioned in the beginning, let's hope the weatherman can work some magic, because right now that is the part of the day that it looks like to be busy. Briefly, Serena Williams is out at the U.S. Open. I guess she picked up a knee injury in her quarterfinal. She was beaten in straight sets yesterday by Carolina Pliskova, 6-2, 7-6. Angelique Kerber defeated Caroline Wozniacki. That's your Lynn Loring tennis report here on a Friday morning. The women's final is set. Men's semis, I believe, are tonight. Joe, the golf is at BMW at Crooked Stick up in Carmel. They had a 3-hour and 37-minute delay yesterday afternoon. Came back last night and tried to get everything in. They didn't. They'll have 8 o'clock this morning, getting everybody finishing up round number 1. Round number 2 begins at 10 a.m., so we hope the weatherman leaves them alone today. And tomorrow, Roberto Castro, 7-under-65, one off tying the course record yesterday. Dustin Johnson making some noise as well. So the weather is going to affect plenty of things here in central and south central Indiana on a weekend.
Yeah, so we just hope that, as I say, the electricity stays out. We don't get any delays. We can put up with rain. Same thing goes tonight at Armstrong.
Right.
High-profile game we got going on with the Terrapins in town. But, yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed.
And we'll get caught up on the IU beat at 8:45, but it is IU Maryland 7:30 tonight.
Yep.
Keep your eyes at IUHoosiers.com if we do have any weather throughout the area. Obviously, you guys will be on the air at 6:30, and we'll give us any updates. And the game's on the internet. We'll stream them all live at WGCLRadio.com. So you'll get to play glass for at least part of the evening, Mr. Weatherman. You'll be right there in the you'll be the eye in the sky, quite literally, on the north side.
So hopefully we'll be able to take care of business weather-wise and get everything in tonight.
All right, Joe. We'll get caught up at 8:45, and hopefully that forecast has changed for the better.
Yeah. Keep, what do you do,
refreshing.
Yeah.
Hit refresh.
Keep doing that.
Refresh.
And the voodoo dolls getting to work out.
Those new 30-minute clocks.
Refresh, you know. I use my own name.
That's fine. We know exactly what you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, good.
All right,
we'll keep doing it.
We will. We'll see you in a bit.
All right.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.
Fall into place tonight.
I can't wait for fall.
Have no control over that.
That's a good point, Joe. I can't wait for fall. The funny thing is, about September, we only get 3.5 inches of rain, but we got, all of them yesterday.
Right.
And when we have some more to go, depending on where you're at in the county, but we hope and cross our fingers. The voodoo doll taking a beating this week. We are trying everything in our favor to get that going. But as you will be on the north side tonight with high school football, the battle for the city, the battle for the Big Ten men's soccer race, the big game is game number 1 out of the traps. The good news, the Hoosiers get a host, and they bring a top-5 opponent to town. Tell us all about Todd Yeagley's curtain raiser on the Big Ten regular season tonight.
Well, we have another primetime early season dandy on the collegiate beat. Lined for tonight as second-ranked Maryland hooks up with Todd Yeagley's fourth-ranked soccer Hoosiers, the Big Ten opener. Armstrong Stadium, the Yeagley pitch, Big Ten Network at 7:30. Both teams are 3-0-1, but it's the Hoosiers who will be looking for its first win against the Terrapins in seven matches, taking us back to 0-4, a painful penalty kick conference title loss in the tournament a year ago, preceded by a scoreless regular season draw. The Hoosiers will have at it tonight, though, without All-American center back Grant Lillard sitting this one out after receiving that red card last Sunday against defending national champion Stanford in that scoreless draw. Billy McConnell, a redshirt sophomore, Timmy Mell, both spent time in Lillard's spot last weekend, filling in admirably, and both are keys again tonight, whichever Todd uses, or both, which will probably be the case. Maryland has a new go-to guy offensively. Early on in the season, Gordon Wild, a transfer in from South Carolina upstate. Indiana counters, among others, with Belmont transfer Rashad Heisen. And, of course, All-American midfielder Tanner Thompson. Again, the Big Ten opener at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network. Well, Indiana's women are away from home for a change, and hopefully things will brighten up a bit. They're 2-3-1 on the year. They got a tough one tonight playing the 18th-ranked Hokies of Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg, where they are this weekend. They'll play James Madison later in the weekend. Virginia Tech is 5-1. Sherry Dunbar, Kruzan's volleyballers, trying for their third consecutive tournament title. They're in Fort Myers, Florida, 7-0, opening the first of three in the Florida Gulf Coast invite with Marist a little bit later today. Also, IU Field Hockey's in St. Louis. Amanda Janney's crew are 2-2. Should get them a win, and they're playing Missouri State before they play New Hampshire in that invitational over in St. Louis in field hockey. Well, while the soccer Hoosiers look to upend Maryland tonight, Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers, the home opener, set for 4:10 at the Rock tomorrow, ESPN News. The Hoosiers have won 7 straight and 8 of 9 regular season non-conference games, but has lost its last 3 to Ball State, who, like IU, won its opener for 2016 last weekend. 2 of those 3 losses, by the way, pinned against Wilson coach teams early on in Kevin's career here. We saw a good start of hopeful, solid things ahead for the defense last week. 8 3-and-outs, 3 interceptions, 2 of them returned for scores against Florida International down in Miami. That's the first time that's happened in 50 years. Ball State, meanwhile, rolled up 455 total yards in its win against Georgia State, 31-21. They didn't throw all that much. They had 325 on the ground as James Gilbert had 29 carries for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. Indiana, by the way, gave Florida International only 63 yards and its lone score of the night last Thursday night in Miami. Quarterback Riley New did throw 2 picks in that one, and so the Hoosiers will look for a better pass rush come Saturday. They recorded just 1 last week in defensive coordinator Tom Allen's new scheme. Devine Redding opened with 139 yards last week. That was his 4th straight 100-yard-plus game dating back to last year. And, of course, Richard Lego, his first appearance before the home folks tomorrow. He threw to 8 different receivers and also scored himself as the Hoosiers were near perfect as far as balance was concerned against Florida International, 246 on the ground and 240 through the air. Indiana 13 of its last 14 at Memorial Stadium in the win column as far as openers go, 30 of its last 34, so it bodes well, and hopefully the losing streak against the Cardinals will come to an end. Indiana looking for a 2-0 getaway. Again, 4:10 will be kickoff tomorrow afternoon at the Rock. Big Ten, by the way, will open week number 2 with a 12-2 aggregate, which they posted in opening week last week. High school rivalry night, of course, North-South will gather at 6:30 for Chalk Talk. Bo Moriarty and Scott Bless. John Callahan joins me at 7 o'clock for the kick as the Cougars welcome in the 7th-ranked Panthers. And out in Ellensville tonight, the black and blue trophy game as Edgewood tries to wrestle it back and keep it in Ellensville as they will host Owen Valley. Neither team has tasted success yet in its first three games, so something's got to give in that regard. Again, they'll kick it at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the area, it is Mitchell playing at Eastern tonight. Eastern off to a 3-0 start. And don't forget Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk, recapping week number 4. All of the scores and highlights from across the state in high school football tonight after our North-South game.
And Smitty, we get to high school tonight. It's going to kick things off, and I'm going to do my best on the weather. I'd love to make promises I can't keep, but we have to pay attention to that. Memorial Stadium tomorrow a little bit, tonight at Martin, and tonight at Armstrong. So it's just part of our lives. Monday morning is going to be awfully busy because we're going to have, just like we have with every Monroe County Sports Spotlight Monday, tons of events going on as you've just given us, and we'll have the results for all of them.
Yeah, we're in week number 5 now. So,
well, let's add the NFL to it while we're talking about that. Let's add the home opener for college football for IU having that. So,
it's got just the Lions and Colts Sunday at 3:30. And don't forget Sunday night, now that we're off and winging with that game played last night, New England out in Glendale, Arizona.
Yeah, the desert.
Arizona.
Toss in a doubleheader Monday night football, and we've got it.
Yeah. And by the way, you and Dave go to extra time,
you
will.
On the 19th.
In the red zone. Debuts Monday.
We will take you up until the...
I think that's this Monday, isn't it?
No, because the doubleheader. They've got to they move it back.
Right,
so it'll be the 19th.
Right. 19th.
Yep, so we'll be on there with you for the extra 45 minutes so we can get plenty of time to break down the Hoosiers, Colts,
there
the whole
go.
College football and NFL weekend. Plus, we'll have the golf. Plus, we'll have the baseball playoffs. Plus, yeah, we got plenty of things to fill. Great job. Do your voodoo dance. Do whatever
it
takes. And we'll hear you tonight. Chalk Talk at 6:30.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend. Julie.
Thanks. You too, Joe.
All righty.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, and 6:30. Chalk Talk tonight.